Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 803 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. All right. So, what? Okay. Let's get off. The Texans, 2-7. I'm sorry, but there is really, I know we're not 6'10". We don't have to have the Texans, and 99% of what we talk about has to be the Texans. We're not 6'10". You want to talk about a crappy ass organization, the worst organization, the worst football team, the worst of everything, the worst traders, the worst evaluators, the worst of everything. Then you can talk Texans. You go to 6'10", really, because and they'll blow smoke up their ass because they have to, because it's their station. That's fine. Go there. But we don't have to talk about this crap, because until this organization does something that actually makes some common sense, I mean, it's almost getting to the point now where I think, Cal, sell the team. You got to sell the team.
It's getting to the point.
Your
it's
dad
there.
Could do this. You can't do you this. Can't, and even your dad was not. I'm not gonna besmirch Bob McNair's name.
He wasn't perfect.
He wasn't perfect, but at least Bob McNair had some sense.
He wouldn't let people run over him like this. Cal, you will make so much money.
Yes,
you will make so much money.
And this is the And here's a problem too. Is another thing is this is their income. Now that Bob is gone, you don't have Cogent. But Bob sold Cogent, and he made all that money in the industry, and that was all fine and good. But this is their moneymaker, so you can imagine that they're.
I thought they have another son who runs the other business.
He has no part of this.
The
he
smart one.
Absolutely no part
no,
of
No, I know, but that one makes money
for
the
family.
Yeah,
he makes his own money. He makes his own money
just for him.
Well,
that's
not for
the
family? Not giving it to the family. He's giving it to himself.
Oh, I thought those were family businesses that he ran.
Well, I don't know how that works. I have no idea.
The smart one.
Yeah, the smart one has nothing to do with the Texans. So anyway, so it's getting to the point, Cal, you got to sell this team. Just sell the team, because you're really, 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 really bad at this. And it's becoming a joke. It has been a joke now. It has been a joke ever since you let Bill O'Brien ruin your organization, and then too late you got out of it. Did you see DeAndre Hopkins yesterday? Did you see that catch? What a bunch of bungling fools they are over there. Bungling. It's unbelievable how bad this is. This is the worst. This has turned into, honestly, the Jets are a better run organization than this. That's how bad this is. So I'm done talking about. What about the other games? How about the Jags? That game against the Packers was actually a pretty good football game. If Luton makes a couple more throws, they beat the Packers.
Yeah, Packers went in there sleepwalking.
They
the Jags
really
jumped
did.
On them.
They really did.
Jags jumped on them. It won't. It's not going to stop things from being changed over there in Jacksonville. But God, I mean, what do you know? A competitive team. Of course, Houston only lost by 3, so that looked competitive. When really it was just a series of bungling plays and bungling moves. It was pathetic. It was a terrible, terrible.
Okay, stop talking about that. Stop talking.
What are
about,
we talking about?
We're talking about all the other games.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay, stop. All right, let's not do that.
Okay.
Okay. So listen. How about, man? I'll tell you what. Seattle's in some trouble now, dude. They played better defense. They played better defense, and I thought for sure the Rams were going to destroy. But they didn't. The Rams did not destroy. But here's the deal. I don't know why. Why can't I get to the NFL scoreboard? It's just messing up. The Seattle's in some trouble. They have not looked good these last couple of weeks.
Russell and has really struggled.
He really has. Now, the favorite right now has got to be Patrick Mahomes, right? Patrick Mahomes has got to be the favorite.
It has to be because it's not Brady anymore. I mean, Brady I would have thought was two. But with Pat Mahomes falling off, like with Russell falling off like this, man, the fall off from Lamar Jackson, I thought this could happen, by the way. Year two of him being a full-time starter, and defenses have figured some stuff out on him. This is really a lot different for that team. I mean, they went in there and got beat by New England, but it has to be Pat Mahomes. And granted, Pat Mahomes hasn't been perfect, but 25 touch, and I think Aaron Rodgers will probably start making some noise.
Is Ben going to sneak in?
I don't think it's Ben.
Well,
I don't think Ben will.
I'll tell you this, though. The way Russell's playing and the way that defense is playing and the way that the Seahawks are falling off, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Ben isn't sneaking into the conversation here. Dolphins look good, Gundel.
Yeah, I watched that game, obviously, for four quarters. They continue to make Tua's life pretty easy. The block punt to start the game.
Yeah,
again, put them on the 1 yard line.
Defense and special teams. Boy, I wish I had them on my fantasy. The Dolphins defense and special teams. You know what they're scoring every week? Mm-hmm. Holy crap!
Another easy touchdown to start off the game. You're up by a score before you even do anything, so it kind of helps you. This is a game where didn't ask him to do much because he didn't have to. In a battle of Brian Flores versus rookie quarterback, Brian Flores won.
Who's our team
against
now?
Justin Herbert?
If we're not going to talk Texans, I don't want to talk Dell's team.
What?
It's not. I don't want this because it's going to hurt when draft comes around.
Well,
can we get a different one?
Well, we're talking all the games. We're like a national. It's a national.
We're a national show.
We're a national show now.
So you got
to
talk
we
about.
We need to start talking like national shows.
How can you be a national show and not talk about the rookie versus rookie matchup, Lance? You have to talk about it.
Yeah,
you're right. A national show would talk rookie.
29-21 final yesterday.
Your boy Joe Burrow's got smacked around by the Steelies.
Well, not only Joe Burrow got smacked around, but what about Drew Brees?
Yeah.
Man, he was hurting, dude.
Yeah, he was getting hit.
Well, he got laid on heavily. And I don't know. I mean, it was a good solid hit. It was that weight rule where you bring your weight down on him.
Mm-hmm.
But Drew Brees' ribs were hurt. He got up. You could tell he was like, he could barely breathe the way that he took that
thoughts
hit.
And prayers to his ribs.
Yeah. So that's some problem. Jameis came in. Jameis said, I felt comfortable. I felt real comfortable flinging it around. Good luck with that, Saints fans, with Jameis at the helm. What is the deal with the Ravens? How do you lose to the Patriots?
I don't know. I think it's really... I'm telling you, Lamar Jackson, everybody, eventually what you do gets countered, and then you have to play chess and do something else. And he got countered. And now he's got to find something else because, you know, he really wasn't a super factor against the Texans. Just that running game just beat them down in the fourth quarter.
Well, last week I heard somebody talking about this, and I couldn't agree more. What are his weapons? What are his weapons?
Well, people act like he's a, you know, Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews is a really good
pass
catcher.
He's a good, yes.
Hollywood Brown has a deep, they're missing a true big target to make catches underneath.
Yes.
Like beside a tight end.
Well, and how about 50-50 balls?
But they got three really good running backs. Yeah, that's what he's missing now, but he's got a good running game. He's got one of the top pass catching tight ends. He's got a good deep threat. Yeah, it needs to be Snead's doing okay. He's got more than enough. But, yeah, that's one thing they need is to find
Willie Snead is one of your main targets?
Well, I would say I'm not crying poor for the Ravens. The Ravens have – the Ravens.
Well, that's
have,
one thing he's lacking,
the Ravens
though.
Also
he's
drafted,
lacking a guy that's going to be able to – that's well, going to – that's going to separate.
The Texans lack a lot of stuff, so well, I don't feel bad
well,
for
you're
him.
You're comparing a 2-7 team to a team that's supposed to compete
exactly.
for a Super Bowl.
That's why I'm not going to cry poor for him. They drafted J.K. Dobbins, another
no,
running
the Texans'
back.
Wide receivers are 20 times
they,
better
they
than theirs.
They chose to draft J.K. Dobbins instead of a wide receiver. They could have drafted a wide receiver instead of a
running
back.
Yeah, well, they already had running backs, right.
They got three. Now they got three good running backs. Great. And you know what they'll do? They'll draft like Nico Collins from Michigan this year, and they'll be fine.
Well, but what they do, though, and here's the deal, as I don't disagree with too much, is J.K. Dobbins was their best on the board? Then take your best on the board.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine, Mark. But I'm not. Look, he had worse than that last year and had 35 touchdowns, so passes. So, you know, that's still on him. Like, Hollywood Brown missed a chunk of the season last year, and he got to 35 touchdown passes last year. Lamar Jackson. Lamar is not playing as well.
No, he's not. But he's also, I mean, the interception, he no guys are running down the field open. Even Hollywood Brown is not running past people right now. He's not running past anybody. That team is in a little bit of trouble. That team and Seattle are both in some trouble right now. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. You are more than welcome to do that. Or it's a national show, so whatever you
national
want to talk
show,
about.
National show, guys.
National show.
We'll talk about your team. It's like when before the Texans got here. That's mm-hmm. the way we used to run the bench back then. Yep. We would talk about, like, Jetliner would call in to talk about the Jets. I don't, prefer not to talk about Jets. Lions fans would call in. Bills fans. We talk Aggies.
Browns.
We talk Cougs, Longhorns, Browns
can
fans.
We talk about what
can't
a,
talk the Browns this week.
Can we talk about what a potential triumvirate of Harden, Kyrie, and KD would look like
that,
since we're a national
who is
show?
Is that guy? Is that guy who
that would be
name
totally
that
sweet,
came
wouldn't
over
it?
The weekend and said yeah. that? Is he?
Well, it's been backed up by more by guys we actually recognize, too. So it's not just the one guy we've never heard of.
Okay.
All right.
You say so.
No, it's out there. Apparently, James would favor if he had
well,
to get
of course
moved.
He would favor that.
He wants to go play with Kyrie and KD.
Who doesn't?
Well.
I mean, please. Child, please.
So a national show would have to talk about what that team would look like. And are they the favorites in the East if that trade goes through?
Well, we'll talk about that on the other side. But right now, I'm talking about my man. Oh, is that Father TJ? We'll get, or is that just
I don't know what
we'll
got
to find
is.
Out. But. You see, Father TJ, close
maybe it's
to God.
TJ Watt. He wants to talk about his Steelers.
Yes, the Steelers.
Maybe. Or maybe he wants to talk about Lance Loken. How about this? Becky and Charles want to sell their home in Firethorn in the community in Katy. 2 days, two offers, $7,000 offer asking price, over asking price. Now, 2 days and two offers is really nothing because what Lance Loken does, he creates an auction-like atmosphere for your home. If you want to do it without stress and hassle, you can do that as well because he'll give you an immediate cash offer. But the deal is this. You're going to achieve top dollar for your home. You need an agent that does create that auction-like atmosphere. If you ain't, are you worried that you can't sell your – I got a buddy that's had his house on the market for about a year and a half. I'm like, dude, call Lance Loken. Are you kidding me? You will sell that home over list price. And here's the deal, too. You want your home on the market for as little as possible. Now, sometimes you'll go, wow, I sold it in 2 days. Maybe I didn't ask enough. Nope, that's not the case. What the case is that you've got so many people that are going to be clamoring for this house because Lance Loken has access to so many more people. The longer your home stays on the market, the worse for you. And in average days on the market for Loken, 32. Average days on the market for every other agent, 49. So if you're looking for that kind of that kind of just action, well, you got it with the Loken Group right now. Just give them a call. The Loken Group is here for you. 281-861-4624, 281-861-4624, or thelokengroup.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 817 ESPN 97.5. We got people want to talk about certain teams. Let's see. So we are a national show. There's a national show. Yes, it only airs locally, but that doesn't matter.
If your team is the Texans, we'll talk about it, but from a national perspective.
But, I mean, how many people are calling in to a national show about the Texans?
Well, no, if that's your team, and that's we can talk team. To them like we're a national guy.
Right, right.
We don't have to get so mad about it
anymore. No,
I'm going to look at everything through a national lens now.
Okay.
Yeah. Just makes it easier.
TJ wants to talk about the Steelers. Let's get him in here. Hey, TJ.
What's going on, guys?
How's it going, TJ?
Hey, Lance is pretty fired up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
now he's on the national show.
Yeah.
He's going to quit the national show. And I thought about that. I don't know if you guys seen the movie Ali, when they go visit Jamie Foxx and he's slapping him around and he asks him, why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you doing this to yourself? And that's how I feel. This Lance feels like that right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I keep watching the Texans. Watch something else. Go watch golf.
I can't. I do a sports talk show. I have to watch them.
Oh, well, you didn't watch golf yesterday?
I watched some of your golf. Yeah. I watched some of your
Thank
golf.
Thank you. Good. Thank you.
It's better than watching the Texans get over 20.5 points, which didn't happen.
But I want to talk about the Steelers. I know that Big Ben is not sexy. The Steelers are not sexy. But the team is 9-0. And if you put that sorry Mason Rudolph or whoever the other quarterback is, they're not 9-0. Because of him, we're 9-0, and the defense helps. So he ought to be in the conversation. Yeah, he's not doing motion sweep like Patrick Mahomes or let Russ cook. He don't have a slogan, but they're 9-0, and they're the best team in football. You are what your record says you are, and the rest of the league is who we thought they were, RIP Danny Green. And as far as James Harden, hey, bye, Felicia. You want to leave? Leave.
I don't care. I just want to get something good for James. If you're going to move James, you have no other commodities.
Wait a minute. So you're going to move James and you're going to keep Russ?
They'd probably be better off.
You can keep Russ if you want. I don't care. It's not going to be good. James at least gives you stuff back in return. Okay, you're just getting – well, what are you going to get for Russ? Be honest. You're not getting anything. You're just going to get other guys with contracts they don't like. Players who have not played well. You're not getting probably not a first for Russ.
So James what is Harden, it? LeVert? It's Dinwiddie? Who else? Who else is in this deal?
Well, it's anybody the Rockets can grab off that roster, really, except the top two.
Right. Well, so what is an acceptable trade with the Nets?
Well, you got to go into it knowing you're not going to win.
Draft picks.
You're not going to win anything. I guess you take...
Well, guess what? Their draft pick is going to be 28.
Yeah, it's not going to be worth anything.
Yeah. What the hell? Why would you want that?
You're going to have to take LeVert, maybe Dinwiddie, Allen, if he's available. Just get anything that's worthwhile.
Just whatever, John. Doesn't what? Matter. Just get picks. Can a team in Houston have any picks ever?
Well, do you want LeVert and Spencer Dinwiddie and whatever else?
I would take LeVert.
For James Harden?
I would take LeVert, Jodeci, Ready for the World. I would take all of them. It doesn't matter. I would take Zap.
Anything.
I would take Usher.
No, this is whatever. Karis LeVert, not the.
Oh, not the soul.
No, not
him.
No,
because I would take LeVert for
and something
for
called
Russ's contract.
I'll tell you this: when I first heard Spencer Dinwiddie, I was like, "What? Spencer Dinwiddie can shoot now." Spencer Dinwiddie, he's a good player. He is. These guys are.
No, you can get some.
These
guys.
Are borderline all stars.
Yeah, you're just not gonna get a James type back because they really don't exist.
It's gonna suck, but at least you can. At least you could get a clean break and just feel like, all right, at least we get a hit reset.
But wait, I want to see this time bomb with Kyrie, James, and Kevin Durant as soft and sensitive as Kevin Durant is, mm-hmm. as spicy and flat earth as Kyrie Irving is. And then as ball hoggish as James is and superstar, I mean, this is a recipe for disaster.
These guys don't realize that once you have to spend well, at least in this case, 72 games with each other playing and trying to figure things out. It ain't as fun as just running an open gym. It's not as fun.
No.
It's not as fun when everyone has a brand and everyone needs to get theirs and trying to make that work and with the new coach. It's not that fun. It's not as fun as they think.
Really not.
Well, especially when it comes down to that 5 seconds left in the game. Now I want to see.
Yeah.
Well, I got a game-winning shot in the NBA Finals, a series-winning shot in the NBA Finals. I'm the best player in the game. I'm an MVP every year.
I'm a two-time Finals MVP.
Yeah. Okay, so who gets that ball? And when it's not you, how's that going to work out for you?
And the shot doesn't go in for the other guy? Is it your turn next?
I'm telling you this. I think James, because we've seen James in All-Star games, I think James would take a back seat
if need be. I think there are times he would shoot if he's having that kind of game. He would shoot it.
And
there are other games he'd be like, you can have it.
He ain't going to be 35 a game, James, anymore.
No,
not even close.
No, I really question how James and Kyrie could play together.
They're both ball stoppers.
That would be. Well, Jerome, not only Zap, but Zap featuring Roger. Dez says, real frustrating not being able to run on the worst run defense in the league, hashtag national show. Yes, it had to be. Well, you are a Steelers fan, and you did just fine running on the worst defense in the league. So I don't know what you're talking about. Remember that time where the Steelers ended up getting like 200 yards of rushing?
Yeah.
Belichick went 100% the Queen's Gambit on the Ravens. Great show, by the way. So there's a national show.
Right.
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to start it probably
Queen's
today.
Queen's Gambit, you got to watch it. It's good.
Yeah, everyone's talking about that. How did Belichick
go Queen's? Belichick's playing chess while they were playing checkers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Please ask Father TJ if it's true Jesus ran a 3.840. I'm not asking that.
Jesus didn't run a
3.840. Jesus wouldn't have been. Look.
How about James Harden for Giannis? Would the Bucks do that deal?
What are you talking about, James?
What kind of no?
Hell's no, Candyman. I say yes.
Two guys that can't win in the postseason? Nah.
Whoa. No. Would they trade us heads up? James Harden over there.
No.
Giannis here. I would do that for us.
Yes, I would do that too. How about James for Chris Middleton?
I mean, as a start of something, yes. I'm not going to say that's it.
No, but. Well, what else do you want? What else do you want from the Bucks?
I guess their 30th pick overall, whatever it's going to be.
No.
What else? What else are you going to get from them?
We got a caller, it looks like, from Houston. Trent wants to talk about the Houston
Trent
Texans.
Trent wants to talk about his Houston Texans. Boy, that's a your team is in real disarray down there, Trent.
Yeah, I'm a Seahawks fan, and I'm wondering why the Seahawks haven't been playing up to par. And what do they have to do to get it turned around?
Right.
Okay, good. Yeah, we'd much rather talk about your Seahawks. Seahawks, Russ, it all starts with Russell Wilson. Russell really hasn't played as good of late, and I think they got to get the running game going again. Seahawks are built on the run. We know defensively they're just not playing the type of defensive ball we've seen back from the Legion of Boom days. Remember those days?
The Legion of Boom
days. Boy, that was something else. Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor and all those guys. So now they've got a guy. They got a couple of Griffins on their team. It's not Gryffindor, though. But
didn't they cut a Griffin, though? Yeah.
And they brought
him back. He's back. He's back. Back. Yeah.
Well, Shaquem. Yeah.
Shaquem is back.
They've lost
a guy with one hand. I don't know if you saw that or not. He was drafted. A one-hand guy who was a conference MVP. And a great story if you haven't heard that story. But Seattle is really a team that at one point this year, they were undefeated, and now they have been beaten. So
Three
of the last four. Russell Wilson not playing well. So I think your defense has got to get it going and get that running game going again. Maybe Russell carrying too much on his shoulders, and also maybe a little too much in the bedroom. I shouldn't have said that, Tom.
Have you seen his wife?
Have you seen his wife?
Sierra,
my goodness.
I think is her name.
And he waited until they were married? Oh, wow. I got to tell you something there.
Seems almost unbelievable.
I bet he was spent. 826 here on this national show. Call us and talk about your team. 713-780-3776 or anything. We got help if you need to turn it into an info line. We can do that as well. we're probably not talking about Houston unless Houston is your team, and we can talk about that. And don't forget, we got a lot of great stuff. Tua, Battle of the Rookies. We get back, we'll take a look at Tua versus Justin, the battle for the top rookie quarterback, or is it Joe Burrow? Well, Joe Burrow had his own trouble with Ben Roethlisberger, and you Yenzas out there, the Steelers, sitting there undefeated, and is Ben Roethlisberger quietly working his way into MVP consideration? We'll talk about that and more right here on the bench. Right now, my good buddy wants to talk about his Chastang. What's a Chastang, pal?
Chastang is where you get your Ford on, okay? Get your Ford right now at low, 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 low prices. It is the best dealership in the city of Houston. That's right. It's down there in Houston where, listen, you can get all of your everything that you could possibly want, but you're not going to get service like you're going to get at it's the best. It's not even arguable. They have the best deals going on right now. You're starting with your Expeditions at $20,000 off. You're getting your XLTs at $28,999, or you can go nothing down at $499 a month. It is just ridiculously low. They've got, I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best deals in the city of Houston, you say, well, I haven't heard of Chastang Ford. How can they give the best deals in the city of Houston? It's because they work Ford harder than anybody. When I went in there and bought mine, they said, where you got to be? And I said, this is the price I got to be at. And they worked it down to there, and it was amazing. And I got me an Expedition with everything loaded, and I got down to where I wanted to get. You can do this too, and you can do it all online as well. And you don't even have to go to the dealership. They will deliver the car to you at Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com. Shop at home at ChastangFord.com or get to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Just 5 minutes from downtown, two exits from 59. It's Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Brinkley, week 3 of the NFL season. I'm John Granato, and today...
Yo, you got to give the update. This is update time.
This is update time. I'm John Granato, and yesterday in the NFL, it was the Dolphins over the Chargers. It was, how about Drew Brees going down? But the Saints were able to get past who did they play? I don't even know. The 49ers,
yes.
And listen, if you're looking for one of the best games in the NFL, it was the Texans and the Browns. A shootout. And at the very end, the Browns were able to maintain their three-point lead and win that football game in a hard-fought shootout in the rain and wind. That's your Sports Center update. I'm John Granato. Because we don't want to be a Houston station anymore.
No, we don't want to do that right now.
We don't want to do that.
Play the DeAndre Hopkins catch. Nationally, they're talking DeAndre Hopkins catch. Can you find a play-by-play for that? Or D-Hop's comments where he said he dunked on people? That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Tonight, Minnesota takes on Chicago. And Chicago really needs to turn this around. They need a win in the worst way in this division matchup. So who's your team? What do you want to talk about? 713-780-3776.
Yeah, is the number to call. I'll get in here. Brad in somewhere called Humble.
Humble. Brad in Humble.
What is a Humble,
Brad? How you doing? Is he saying he's humble or is he from Humble?
Sure. He's from, Brad, I think how he's are you? From a Humble.
I am. I'm good, gentlemen, and I'm a DFW transport. I was making fun because when I moved down here, I called it Humble and got yelled at because it's Humble.
Oh, it's Humble.
Okay, Humble. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Humble.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So silent.
You're a Cowboy fan.
It's like Spanish. It's a silent H.
You guys need very similar. You guys really needed a bye week this week, didn't you?
Woo. Yeah, we need something, brother. And that's one of my questions. First off, Lance, what do you think the Cowboys need to change? I have my own personal opinions. And seriously, I know they're going to laugh this off. But at one point, Lance, you said you're not ready to be a head coach. Okay, I'm fine with that. But you could be the GM of the Houston Texans because for what
they're looking for. Oh, get out of here. I appreciate the sentiment, but get out of here.
Come on now. It's a new world. We're living in a new world. What's wrong with getting outside the box and saying, why don't you let somebody know statistics? Comes from a football give me a chance. You definitely going to be better than what they got there now. I'll hang up and listen. Good luck.
Well,
guys.
I'll just tell you this. I would work for the right GM. I would work for the right GM. I have no business being a GM. Guess what? There's other people who come from football families, played it, coached it, no statistics, no cap, have spent time going through the grind. Those are the guys who should be GMs. I have no business being a GM. Somebody like me has no business being a GM. If I put my time in and work my way up and learned and had experience, but I'm not looking to be a mega climber like Jack Easterby. That's not what I'm trying to do. Now, I would work for somebody I believed in a heartbeat if the money was right. 100%. No questions asked. I would love to do that, but I have no business being. The GM job is a hard, hard job. You got to take care of so many things. You guys would be blown away, because I was blown away when I found out how much GMs are responsible for. It's an administrative job as much as it is about, it's actually probably more administrative than it is evaluating. Actually, it's probably about 60-40. The evaluating is incredibly important, but you're doing,
well, you got a staff,
you're
that
doing
you have
administrative
to
stuff,
organize and
tons,
yes, you got to be on top of everything with between the waiver wires and everybody's practice squad,
yeah.
And all of the, I mean, not only do you have to, not only do you have to evaluate all of the players in the draft, but you got to evaluate all the players that are possibly going to be out there on the market that are playing in the NFL as well. I mean, it is that's a big, big, big job, and you don't have the experience to do that stuff. But
no.
You could work for somebody.
Oh, I would work for somebody but no, I don't have the experience. You got to put some respect on the position. That's You know, guys who act like, oh, you could be a GM. No, I couldn't.
No.
No, I couldn't. There's guys in the business who I'm friends with who could be GMs, and I
well,
would
somebody
definitely
told
work
Jack
with
Easterby, hey, you could be a GM. He's like, I think I can.
Yeah,
I think I will.
Yeah,
I think
now,
I will.
I feel like I could make.
And guess what? You're over your head.
I could make some of the GM moves. Like I could draft. I could be in on decision making where I could have an opinion. But that's you got to fire people throughout the building. You got to be ready to have hard talks with players, hard talks with coaches. You got to that stuff. You got to be the right personality. Just because, you know, there are some great evaluators, the same way there's some great coaches who have no business being head coaches. No business being head coaches, because that's a leadership role. The GM position is a leadership role. And that's why you have to find the right leader at GM so that people buy into. People say, man, I want to, like, I would work for a guy. If like, when Chris Ballard got that job in Indianapolis, I knew him very, very well. I had no doubt he would have success over there. And no doubt that he knew what it took to win. People want to work for guys like that. Do they want to work for Jack Easterby? No. No. Real football guys don't want to do that. To have a winning organization, A, it starts with ownership. Like you said, if Cal won't sell the team, then you just have to kind of get lucky. But they have got to luck into a good general manager that people want to work for, a GM that understands how to run a team and that people will want to run through a wall for. That's what you got to have. The Texans have never had that. That's what you need. You need a bunch of guys in the building to get on board, and a GM that has the respect of the coaching staff, the respect of the people who work under them, the respect of the people in the building, and they get that through treating people a certain way, which Bill O'Brien never did, not the right way, and an understanding of what philosophy is. And when the ship gets, when it gets unsteady, you look to them to be the leaders to steady the ship and to give you a calm demeanor. Yeah. And you know, it's just, I'm so frustrated because I knew all this stuff was coming with this credit card spending that they were doing. I saw it coming and it was super frustrating. Now you have this coming with Jack Easterby. And I'm telling you guys, it is going to get substantially worse if they don't fix it this year. You already saw this year what happens. You don't just say, well, let's just let Jack do this for 1 year. What's the worst that could happen? You just saw
Bill O'Brien was in charge for 4 months. What's the worst could happen?
You just saw.
Yes.
You saw what can happen.
So my wife and I were having a long conversation actually the other night. Actually, Friday night, we were talking about leadership and two things, being volatile and being frustrated as a leader.
And do it.
And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely
How's
right.
Wendy
you have
on that
got
front?
To show. Listen,
she strikes
no matter
me as
how
somebody
bad it went, and guess what? She gets in her first year, there's COVID, and you've got to run a station that where nobody can show up Everybody's worried. You've got everybody. There's money issues. There's money pay cuts. There's massive firings. I mean, she's like, wow, thanks. I got a good thing. I got in now. But you know what? You got to keep that face, and you got to. You cannot show a frustration level or an anxiety level. And here's the deal: a volatile level. And Bill O'Brien was terrible at all of those.
Yeah, but Bill was the worst.
All of those, he was terrible.
But here's the thing: they also have to trust that you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Like even in hard times, if they ultimately believe that you know what you're doing, they'll stay behind you even in tough times.
Well, unless you trade DeAndre Hopkins for a second rounder.
Well, know what I'm saying is these
guys. You can't hide it though, Lance. If you make decisions like that, and you do the Tunsil deal.
I'm saying Jack Easterby.
I know it, but
they know already with Jack Easterby.
Now I don't know. We'll find out what the players think of Jack Easterby. I don't know what they think of him.
Well, what does his pro personnel director think? What does his college director? Does Lipford and Matt Bazer, do they want to stay with this guy? Does he want them to stay? Do the scouts want to stay? I mean, everyone wants their jobs. I'm not saying you don't.
Well,
I'm just saying, man, this Jack Easterby as GM thing, that's worse than Romeo Crennel's head coach.
This is that's a long time talking about the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of a market. Nick is next. He wants to talk about P.J. Walker. What do you say, Nick?
What's going on, guys? I think the best news out of Houston right now is that we got another team to watch this next Sunday. Is maybe the P.J. Walker taking over for Ditchwater after that injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were looking at his knee. We'll see whether or not he's going to be able to get back in. He got in yesterday, 2 for 4 for 12 yards, which is, and he got sacked. But they got P.J.? We know what he can do here in the XFL. We'll see if the speed of this game is going to be too much for PJ. But we know he was the best player in the XFL here. I'll be rooting for him, that's for sure. He's a good young man, and he is he's a lot of fun to watch. We'll see if it translates to the NFL. I don't know if it will. We've seen guys, athletic guys though. PJ's got that kind of athleticism, that's for sure. Now it's got to translate into the NFL. We'll see whether or not he can get that job done. 713-780-3776. Underrated Mess is here. What up, Underrated Mess?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I just wanted to talk about the Detroit Lions. Michigan's kind of hanging our head because they actually beat a real tough-nosed team from Washington and fear that Patricia might be saving a job a little bit. Especially with the Rock Boys coming to Motown in Thanksgiving, we know that's probably going to be a dub, so kind of nervous about that. Kind of have the perfect storm going. Harbaugh's losing to Michigan, and it would be just like the Detroit Lions to fire Patricia and hire Harbaugh. And if they did hire Harbaugh, would he have front pants instead of the pleated? Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I think what you're going to see in Detroit is a complete clean. I think Quinn is gone. I think you'll see Matt Patricia gone. I do not think you'll see Harbaugh.
Well, wait a minute now. With P.J. Walker at the helm for the Panthers, who they've got next. P.J. Walker is the quarterback. I think the Lions will probably be favored. We'll have to look. It might be out. The Lions out already. We'll have to look that up. They'll be favored against the Texans. They won't be favored in their next four or five games. But the Lions are playing. They're 4-5. And they're not a total disaster right now under him. They went and they beat the Cardinals at the Cardinals earlier this year. They took care of business at the Falcons. They took care of business at the Jags. They've just beat Washington yesterday on an unbelievable. Washington kicks the field goal with how much time left, and the Lions are able to come right back and kick the game winner. Prater kicks the game winner at the end with no time left. The Lions are not a total disaster. They're actually a tough out right now.
No, yeah, they've been a tough out.
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing a national show. Sorry about saying the
Texans. They got the Panthers this week. The Lions got the Panthers this week.
Washington is a tough out, too.
Yeah.
Now, apparently with a guy with a whole leg that looks like it's been chewed by a shark, they're more competitive than some of the teams in the AFC South.
A shark, huh? Wow. That's really edgy, man, for a national show.
Yeah,
it is a little edgy for a national
show. By the way, Carolina's favored by 3.
Carolina's favored by 3 with P.J. Walker, quarterback?
Well, I don't know if he'll definitely play, but home game right now, well, it's a home game for them, but they're favored by 3.
Ooh, wow.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I like the Lions in that situation.
Think about the Lions.
Although I'll tell you this, guys making their first NFL start this year are kicking ass. Tua, Herbert, who else? Oh, Luton. They covered.
Mm-hmm.
Who else covered? There was one other.
Did Burrow cover against the Bengals? I mean, the Chargers?
Burrow covered, absolutely. They lost 20, but they lost by one, right, at the end? They missed a field goal?
Around that. Yeah, it was a close game.
Yeah, it was a close game. This is guys making their first start. This might be a P.J. Walker game. Now I'm talking myself into it.
That's
kind of a funny line with P.J. Walker starting.
Is that a guaranteed that he's starting?
It is not. We don't know how Teddy Bridgewater's knee is, okay. But he didn't look good on the table. That's for sure. 843 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You know what looks good? Your patio.
My patio looks great. My patio is fantastic. My wife's like, this isn't going to work for me when the kids go outside. We're all supposed to eat dinner as a family at the same table because my kids immediately got their hamburgers yesterday. That we made for him and went outside to go sit on the patio. I said, what do you want me to tell you? It's nicer out there. You got a great patio. The weather's great. I'm going to be out there today. I'm going to watch my team, Smack Dell's team, coming up. I mean, this is a great opportunity for you to be outside. But if you don't have a patio, what are you going to do? Listen, I had my patio starting in December of 2016. It was completed. They can get your patio built for you. It'll still be tail end of the spring, but you can have your patio built. What you need to do is go to TexasCustomPatios.com. See some of the before and afters. And what you're going to find out is when you look at what is there on the homes in the backyard previously, you'll find one that probably looks like yours. They've done thousands of jobs across Texas, and then you'll see what it can become. They build it onto your pre-existing structure to where it looks like it was built there originally. Or, of course, they can build a freestanding structure as well. But these are phenomenal patios that look amazing. They add value to your home, and they give you something that really turns your house into a home. It's a place you're going to want to hang out, especially starting about right now with the weather turning beautiful for us here outside. You want to get a space heater, they can do that. You want a fireplace, you want to get a fire pit like I have, they can do that for you as well. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, everybody, keep it local. Galmedi believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local. When you're shopping, eating out, taking out, buying services, consider a local business and share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, then hashtag keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keep it local. 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. A national show here today because we don't give a rat's ass about Houston sports. What's the latest with the Nets? Big Nets trade coming in.
Well, big national story coming here on our national show.
Could the Nets trade be a forebearer of things to come? The Nets trade for defensive-minded combo guard Bruce Brown from the Detroit Pistons. Now, the Nets have a pretty full guard rotation, but will they need to, you know, add to that considering the names mentioned in the James Harden trade, Spencer Dinwiddie, Caris LeVert? Maybe you bring in Bruce Brown, guys, to add some defense and some depth to your backcourt when you're going to be depleting it for a James Harden trade. What do you think?
Well, gotta tell you, it makes a lot of sense if you are going to make another national move like James Harden on our national show. Talking about James Harden on our national show here. Yeah, it makes some sense because now you've got the firepower to go out there and get a James Harden. And can you imagine all the talking we'll do about James Harden and Kevin Durant? Boy, those poor saps in Houston. Well, I feel bad for them right now. having to deal with that youth pastor as a GM for the football team. And then you've got that one guy, those two grandpas as head coaches. And then you got Steven Silas, who I don't even – I know his dad. I don't know him.
For a national show, we seem to know a lot about the intricacies of Houston sports.
We do. Mike Florio's writing a lot about it in Pro Football Talk. That's how I found out about a lot of this stuff. So, man, they're getting ready to lose. They're losing Springer, that cheater, that trash can banger. I tell you what, I'm glad the Astros are getting broken up after all the trash can stuff. I had to tell my kids. My kids went to me and they said, "Dad, why is it?" And my son had tears. He had tears in his eyes. And he came to me and said, "Dad, I love baseball. And I wanted to root for the Astros. But is this truly, did it happen?" And I had to explain to him, "Yeah, son, in life sometimes there's cheaters. And there's guys who do it the wrong way. And that they," and he goes, "I don't know if I can ever trust baseball again." The Houston Astros ruined an entire sport for my son. They did that with their trash can thing in 2017. And so, they did that for my son.
They ruined all of baseball.
They ruined the whole sport. My love affair with Mike Schmidt, you know, Davey Lopes. I used to love watching that Dodger team with Lopes and Steve Garvey and even Dusty Baker, who ironically is there trying to clean things up finally. And they ruined the entire sport of baseball. They ruined the sport of baseball.
Because they're the first cheaters ever.
And how does Hinch get another job after what he did?
Right.
Huh? Well, you know what? He should have to come into my house and talk to my child and let my child undress him, a dressing down of what he did.
Phrasing. Undress him. Phrasing.
Dressing down what he did to ruin baseball for my son.
But you know,
he doesn't even want to win. He doesn't even want to play Little League anymore.
But you know what's great? Alex Cora got the Boston Red Sox job.
Now, here's a guy that apologized for what he did privately.
Secretly. Privately, he apologized.
To people close. Because he's sorry. The Astros, are they sorry?
Yeah, they're a bunch of sorry asses is what they are.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah.
And they ruined the sport for children. Mm-hmm. They ruined the sport for children. And for the Red Sox after them, they made, you know, they made Cora look bad off of this stuff. I feel bad for the Dodgers. I feel bad for the Yankees, and I feel bad for Alex Cora after privately apologizing for being something that he really wasn't even, I doubt he was even part of this, to be honest.
I know he wasn't part of it in Boston, because that's what the commissioner said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, the Astros won a World Series, and he was one of the masterminds. But when he got to Boston, he said, uh-uh. And then that guy, JT Watkins, in the video room, was doing it all by himself.
Yep.
Now, he apologized, too, so he's hired as a scout now. For the Red Sox, which is that, you know what?
He's contrite.
Forgive and forget.
Where's the Astros' contriteness?
Forgive.
They came up there
and
Alex Bregman had that look on his face where he was so smug. Yeah. And Jose Altuve, you know, was speaking with a fake accent, like, "I don't know what's that." Hey, you know what? Say it out loud. You can speak it, then speak it. Say you it, too, Bregman.
Say it with your chest. And in fact, why isn't there a vat of acid in front of the Astros clubhouse and dip them all in there for their cheating?
That'd
they ruined baseball.
Hey, that'd be great. Maybe just for a second, some hydrochloric acid.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Maybe not on their face, but on their
when
hands.
When are we going to get the word? John Boy had something on. Did you see the thing where he circled the thing with the buzzer thing?
Yeah.
When are we going to get a report on the buzzer thing? When is this going to come out, Astros?
Love the
they cheated in 17, 18,
I mean,
19,
it
20.
It is interesting. With
21.
It's a football weekend, and you guys have drifted towards Astro talk.
Well, it's because we have to.
As an Astro.
Because they're cheaters.
Chris Mortensen says, here, this just in. Teddy Bridgewater with some good news from the MRI. Per source, no structural damage, some soreness, some swelling. Status uncertain for this week, but positive vibe. For the Panthers. That sucks. I want to see PJ.
Yeah, well, Teddy Bridgewater has suffered through a lot of major injuries.
It's not the same knee. It's a different knee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't care about that
knee. Uh-oh.
I don't care about that knee.
Hey, I've got a text from a national agent who has a national sports story he's talking about, which this place is a mess. He said, who hired Romeo Crennel as head coach and also gave Easterby his first job in the NFL? Scott Pioli. A GM told me. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up. Boy, what a mess they've got in Houston. He said, a GM told me Easterby is calling around the league mentioning Pioli. Pioli, who is just as big of a snake, is telling Easterby, if you hire me, I'll protect you. We'll keep Romeo for a year and then hire a new coach for a year later so we can get a contract extension to match the new coach's five-year deal. Scott Pioli. Wouldn't that be something? The New England Patriot way. Well, he came over. He was with the Patriots. Of course, Kansas City, where that was a real problem between he and the head coach there. And then he went down there with those other five GMs who were working for the Falcons.
If Jack Easterby weasels Scott Pioli in, oh, my God.
You can sell it to Cal. He worked with Bill Belichick.
Hey, at least he's a real GM.
He's a champion.
At least he's a real GM.
Well, yeah, but.
But on the basis of so we can protect each other and have five-year deals and hire Romeo for
this
a year as a bridge
coach? This national show is lame.
Coach?
This national show isn't lame Nash. Slash national show isn't lame.
So Scott Pioli, he was an assistant. He was general manager with the Chiefs in 2012. He has not found another general manager job since then. He was with the Falcons as assistant general manager until last year. He's got three rings, all of them with the Patriots. And
at least he's a GM.
At least he did have one job, and they had to get rid of him for 4 years. He had one assistant Chiefs. Director of player personnel. Yeah, with the Chiefs, vice president of player personnel. He was director of player personnel, assistant director of player personnel, director of pro personnel, director pro personnel, coordinator pro personnel, assistant. One GM job for 4 years in Kansas City, and he hasn't been that for 8 years. But okay, if he and Jack Easterby can get five-year deals together, then I'm all for it.
By the way, I have heard this too. This really hasn't been out there. But by the way, Easterby, the team chaplain and character coach, oversaw Jovan Belcher's murder-suicide in front of Romeo and Pioli at the team facility in Kansas City. They were all fired shortly thereafter. That's a great thing to have on your resume. Although, what are you going to do? I mean, I don't know if there's anything to do.
I don't, yeah. They were all there. I don't know. What part did they? I have no idea. I mean, that's kind of ugly. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Dell, I want to do CBD American Shaman here. They got something going on right here that is spectacular. If you're looking for the CBD oil, starting today, these guys are going to be giving away. Here's the deal. 30% off CBD American Shaman products. Use code BLACKFRIDAY30. Now through November 30th, 30% off CBD American Shaman products. Use Black Friday, code BLACKFRIDAY30. And on Black Friday only, be one of the first 50 through the door, and you're going to get a free bottle. You get a free bottle of CBD American Shaman. CBD American Shaman is the best. It's nature along with science. You really need to learn about CBD for yourself, and they're so confident in their products, a free sample is no problem. Relieves everyday stress, a healthy inflammatory response, calmness, relaxation, quality sleep, healthy joint function, natural sleep, healthy immune system, all of these things. Stop by one of the 31, there's 31 now, CBD American Shaman locations in the greater Houston area. They're all over the place. Go to shopcbdtx.com. That's shopcbdtx.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.